Welcome, and thank you so much for tuning into the rebooted Class Time Podcast with your host, Kenzo Shibata. So what are we even doing here? Back in 2019, I was a Chicago Teachers Union activist and organizer and classroom teacher, and I went on strike. And the first podcast that I recorded during that strike was with a fellow CTU member and public school teacher, Ambria Taylor, where we talked about what it was like to be on strike. She was a first-year teacher that year, and we got to kind of dig into her experience with it. And I was just on a roll at that point, and I started up the podcast, which at the time was called Class Time, a bit of a double entendre related to both class, as in class, the classroom that we were in, and the class politics that we were fighting at the time. And, you know, still to this day, that fight does not really end. So that became a regular podcast where I talked to different movement leaders and writers and organizers about all the struggles that we were involved in and trying to give a new audience to some of these plights and talking a little bit about organizing strategy and the history of these movement politics. About a year later, I changed the name of the show to The Kenzo Shibata Show, and that was a one-on-one interview show where I talked to organizers and writers and other lefties about the state of the world and whatever they were working on. And at the same time, I was doing a panel show called Meet the Left that was on YouTube and Twitch. And about a year after that, in 2022, I did a podcast with my friends called Red Flag, which, you know, became another political podcast. So why am I here? Why am I still doing podcasting? Well, I got a lot of things on my mind still, and I have a lot of things to talk about. And, you know, it's come to my attention that society is deeply sick. And I don't even mean that as hyperbole. I mean that none of the institutions or organizations that we have are operating in a way that responds to actual human need and wants. The way that people interact is informed by our own maladaptions from our own past negative experiences. Even the most empathic of us talk past each other rather than deeply listening to what's going on with each other and trying to understand other people's worldviews. You know, people are very quick to push back against ideas that are not their own or ones that they're more accustomed to. And that doesn't allow us to have dialectical discussions. And as leftists, that should be the goal. That's how we come up with the best possible ideas, is taking the best bits of everyone's ideas and synthesizing them into something even better. And we are really stuck as a people. In trauma therapy, we discuss the four Fs of trauma response: fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And when you're stuck in one of these responses, you can't really move forward. And I kind of think that's where we are in society. And this is just kind of how people interact with each other. You know, we don't deeply connect. We don't have dialectic around our ideas. You know, we fight each other. We ghost each other. We stay silent. But while we're just screaming on the inside, and we submit our agency to people in power or charismatic iconoclasts that may or may not truly care about human liberation. What I've been thinking about a lot lately is how hard it is for a lot of people to say no. And that's, you know, right now, I think that's what I want to talk about a bit. You know, think of this scenario. You need someone to do you a favor. You have a few people in mind, but you ask the first person who comes to mind and they say yes. You may even preface your question with, feel free to say no. They say yes. You're excited. You don't have to go any further asking anyone else to do this favor for you. And about a week out from whatever the favor is, let's say they're helping you move a heavy table in your house, you check in with them to see if they're still available, and they don't respond. And you wait a couple of days because you don't want to be pushy, and then you ask again, and you include in your message, please just let me know. I can ask someone else if you can't. You still receive no response. You start thinking, would it be rude to just ask someone else and assume this person isn't going to come? You put it off because you aren't really comfortable with what could possibly be there taking offense. And this could cause a conflict, and that could put a rift in an otherwise fine friendship. The day comes and you have no one to move the table with you. You have to lose the opportunity to move this table, and it's stuck in this corner where you don't really want it. You call your friend and ask them what happened, and they don't pick up. You don't hear from them again until you awkwardly are invited to the same place sometime in the future where you avoid each other and assume that the other person is some sort of beef with the other. The friend carries a story that you only want to be their friend because you could do them favors. Your friend carries a story in their head that you only want to be friends with them because you can ask them favors. You're confused and become anxious about asking a friend again to do you a favor because it leads to broken friendships. What you never find out is that your friend only agreed to the favor because they were afraid you would be upset with them if they simply said no. As the days drew closer by, they do everything they can to avoid thinking about it, knowing they won't be able to help. They stop answering your calls because it triggers their anxiety. They start to resent you for asking to mask their embarrassment that they cannot help at this time. They stop answering your calls because it triggers their anxiety, and they start to really resent you, and they mask their embarrassment with just being upset with you. Now the two of you are not communicating at all and having an imaginary conflict in your heads that will never actually happen because at the end of the day, you both... Now the two of you are not communicating with each other, and you have this imaginary conflict in your heads, this imaginary conflict that would never have come to fruition if you were just honest with each other. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's a small example, but I do definitely think that that's a problem that we have as a society, is that we simply are not communicating. And so, you know, this podcast is going to be a little bit more like that. Freeform in some ways. I might have guests on here and there, but, you know, I just want to talk about what we can do to get past our inabilities to communicate with each other. So thank you so much for tuning in. There'll be more episodes like this coming up, and I will talk to you all later.